Killing Time by Caleb Carr, read by Philip Goodwin. Disc 1.
I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know no way of judging the future but by the past. Patrick Henry, 1775. Chapter 1. Somewhere in the Matumba mountain range of Central Africa, September 2024. We leave at daylight, so I must write quickly. All reports indicate that my pursuers are now very close. The same scouts who for the last 2 days have reported seeing a phantom airship moving steadily down from the northeast, setting fire to the earth as it goes, now say that they have spotted the vessel near Lake Albert. My host, Chief Dugumbi, has at last given up his insistence that I allow his warriors to help me stand and fight, and instead offers an escort of 50 men to cover my escape. Although I'm grateful, I've told him that so large a group would be too conspicuous. I'll take only my good friend Mutesa, the man who first dragged my exhausted body out of this high jungle, along with 2 or 3 others armed with some of the better French and American automatic weapons. We'll make straight for the coast, where I hope to find passage to a place even more remote than these mountains. It seems years since fate cast me among Dugumbi's tribe, though in reality it's been only 9 months. But then reality has ceased to have much meaning for me. It was a desire to get that meaning back that originally made me choose this place to hide, this remote, beautiful corner of Africa that has been forever plagued by tribal wars. At the time, the brutality of such conflicts seemed to me secondary to the fact that the ancient grievances fueling them had been handed down from generation to generation by word of mouth alone. I thought this a place where I might...